Welcome. It's your three strikes, the groundbreaking three strikes show, as people are beginning to call it since I've taken over. It was really good when Gareth had it, but now it's genuinely a groundbreaking show because it's challenging.
It's next level now, isn't
it? It's next level. That's what it is. It's going to the heart of issues. And the heart of the following three issues will be... a stake will be driven to them today by me, Rob Gutman, as I speak to Josh, Mike Kearney, and Ian Salmon. Josh, you get a surname as well, don't you? Sexton, for those who don't know him.
I'm a loud one.
Right, the three topics I've picked are, number one, the European Super League. We're going to be talking about this again because Laporte, the Barca fella, what's his name again? His first name?
Juan.
Dave Laporte.
J-O-A-N. Joan.
Oh, Juan Joan.
Of course, it's Juan Laporte. He's gone and said stuff about the European Super League being a must. It's just not going to die because fellas like him just won't let it. So he's going to be, him and them are going to be topic one. Topic two I've picked, it's a very Eurocentric kind of show, this one today, is Napoli, who are, some would argue, the coming force in European football. So I want to... discuss the question, Napoli, the real deal or super frauds, something like that. And topic three, well, because we're in Champions League week, I want to look at how the groups are going and who we think will end up in the Champions League knockout stage with a sort of a sub-discussion on who we think the Reds might get, assuming they get through, which seems likely at the moment. Okay, let's start, though, with Juan Laporte's comments. I'm going to have to press the Google on it to remind myself of what he said. Right. He has claimed that the European Super League is needed to deal with financial doping by state-owned clubs such as Paris Saint-Germain and Manchester City. Well, Josh, what do we think of this? It begs questions on so many levels. The likes of him, Fiorentina, Perez at Juve, Agnelli at Juve and Perez at Real Madrid just don't want to let this die.